ارزش‌ها و صفاتی که انسان احترام می‌گذاره، همه این ارزش‌ها در علی ابن ابی طالب جمعه.
Human in general, whether a Muslim, non-Muslim, or even a disbeliever, respect the values present in the character of Ali ibn Abi Talib.
لا يقيم أمر الله سبحانه إلا من لا يصانع ولا يضارع ولا يتبع المطامع.
Imam Ali alayhi salam, the reason we love him as our hero, or not only in the material sense, in the spiritual sense, in the leadership sense.
The universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam in To My Brother. Imam Ali alayhi salam, the most distinguished and extraordinary personality in Islam after the Holy Prophet Muhammad. His entire life is a struggle for the advancement of Islam, the universal religion prescribed by Allah for all of humanity. Imam Ali alayhi salam was the living miracle raised up by the Holy Prophet Muhammad himself, and was not only the successor and the executor of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, but as history testifies, he was also a great human being. A brave defender of Islam, a just and fair judge, a generous philanthropist, a champion of the people, and the most pious person of his time.
قال أمير المؤمنين علي عليه السلام قرنت الهيبة بالخيبة والحياء بالحرمان والفرصة تمر مر السحاب فانتهزوا فرص الخير.
Imam Ali, peace be upon him, said, "The consequence of fear is disappointment, and of bashfulness is frustration. Opportunity passes away like the cloud. Therefore, make use of good opportunities."
Welcome back, dear friends. It's great to have you with us. This is IRIB English Radio, the program's To My Brother, and we were discussing the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. It's interesting when we talk about the issue of the Khilafah, the caliphate of Imam Ali alayhi salam, we find that there are many interesting points which we can learn from this accepting the Khilafah, the Caliphate by Imam Ali, and staying quiet and remaining patient when the Khilafah, the Caliphate, was taken from Imam Ali. In both conditions, when the Caliphate and the Khilafah was taken away from Imam Ali, we find certain lessons, and when Imam Ali was given the Khilafah by the people, that he was given the Caliphate by the people, we also learn a great many things. It's interesting, but in the words of Imam Ali himself, he says, "My silence in relation to the Caliphate is not motivated by fear of death." Now, just as an aside, of course, Imam Ali alayhi salam, people said that he was afraid of death, and this is why He did not stand up to fight for his right of caliphate. And so in this context, Imam Ali says, my silence in relation to the caliphate is not motivated by fear of death. By God, the son of Abu Talib is more fond of death than an infant is to his mother's milk. Rather, my silence is due to what I know about the future. I know if I say something and act accordingly, I know what will happen to Islam. If what I have buried in my chest would come out of my throat, it would come out like the lava of a volcano. You would all become shaken with worries. And so, dear friends, it's interesting. Sometimes, in order to save a bigger cause, we need to remain calm and silent and restrain ourselves. Taking what is ours in anger is never acceptable. And of course, there is a thin line between courage for the sake of Allah and anger for the sake of ourselves. We find that Imam Ali alayhi salam, he stayed silent when it came to the issue of the caliphate. He stayed silent in order to save Islam. And it is interesting that this remaining silent was not an easy thing to do for Imam Ali. As he himself says, if what I have buried in my chest would come out of my throat, it would come out like the lava of a volcano. All would be shaken with worries. Still, for the sake of saving Islam, for the sake of protecting Islam, in a very sensitive point in time, we find that Imam Ali remained patient. He remained silent. He did not stand up to take his right by force. And what is really beautiful is that after the murder of the third caliph, Uthman, we find that the people came in masses to offer the caliphate to Imam Ali. That which was destined for him surely reached him. A profound lesson indeed, brought to us by the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam.
تبقى عيني بدمع مشتاقيا قد لسعت حية الهوى كبدي فلا تبي ولها ولا راغي
تمام ارزش‌ها و صفاتی که انسان چه به عنوان انسان مؤمن به اسلام چه به عنوان انسان مؤمن به هر دینی
human in general whether a muslim non-muslim or even a disbeliever respect the values present in the character of Ali ibn Abi Talib this means Ali ibn Abi Talib is a global character who is respected by Sunnis, Shias, and even non-Muslims. Everyone, even the faithless people, respect Imam Ali and his personal values.
IRIB English Radio. You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Now we invite you to listen to Sayyid Muhammad Ridhvi.
What does Ali mean? It's one of the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also. Al-Aliyul Azeem. Ali means somebody who has ulu, who is high. If Allah has made him high, nobody can pull him down. They can try whatever they want to do. You know, so when you look at the issue of Ghadir, the ayat which were revealed before it and after it, and even the words of Rasulullah in Ghadir, you know, no serious scholar of Islam, even from the Sunnis, will ever challenge the validity and authenticity of Hadith Ghadir. Of course, what they do is they say, well, you know, it doesn't mean what you understand. That's still acceptable. We can still, you know, discuss with them. But those who say, oh, this didn't happen, I don't believe in it, you know, they are just ignorant. You can't even deal with them. But those, there are many. Anyone who is an alim, worthy of calling, being called an alim and a scholar in Islam, you know, they will never deny this. And so they accept it. Because the hadith of Ghadir is one of the hadith which is of highest level of authenticity, according to Shia and Sunni, you know, science of hadith. And so they accepted that, yes, Rasulullah said that. But they say, well, you know, when Rasulullah said, "Man kuntu mawlahu fahada aliyun mawla," the word mawla means friend. That whoever is my friend, you know, Ali is also his friend. Or the other way around. And so they try to water down the meaning of the word mawla. And there also, it's a very simple method. If you look at a sentence, you know, somebody has spoken that, you look at the context, what was said before it and after. That is a very, you know, commonsensical way of understanding the speech of anyone. What was the context? And when you look at the context, besides, you know, this issue that he gathered the people, almost more than 100,000 people, those who had gone ahead, they were called back. Those who were still far away, you know, the people had to wait for them to join them. And then the Prophet, you know, in that unusual circumstances, makes this speech, and then he declares what? That whoever is, you know, my friend, is also Ali's friend, or whoever is friend I am, Ali is also his friend. It doesn't make sense. If you look at the immediate context there, the first statement of Rasulullah there, when he asked the people, he asked them, "Alastu awla bikum min anfusikum?" Am I not, you know, awla to you over yourselves? And the word awla means to have more authority. To have that wilayat. Wilayat, awlawiyat. You know, means don't I have more authority and right on yourself than yourself? And you will say, well, this is not true. Yeah, it is true. There is an ayat of Quran where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "An-Nabi is awla than the mu'mineen." If he makes the decision of, you know, making a nikah between two individuals without even asking them, he can do that. We can't do that. Maulanas can't do that. But a Nabi can do that. You know, they have that wilayah. It means they have, they guard the authority over us more than what we have. And so Rasulullah asked this question, "Alastu awla bikum min anfusikum?" Do not I have more authority on you than yourselves? And the entire audience of thousands of people, they responded by saying, "Bala ya Rasulullah." That yes, ya Rasulullah, you have more authority on us than ourselves. And after making that declaration, asking this question and getting the confession from them, That's where the Prophet raises the hands of Ali and he says, فَمَنْ كُنْتُ مَوْلَاهُ فَحَاذَ عَلِيٌّ مَوْلَاهُ.
Dear listeners, we hope you enjoyed this episode of To My Brother. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com. We leave you in Allah's care. Bye for now.